The flag bearer of the National Democratic Party, NDP, Nana Akunedo Ajimoru-Rawlings, says she will unveil her running mate for this year's election tomorrow. Speaking on the Unique Breakfast Drive, she said the ceremony will take place at the party's office but declined to name the candidate, saying it is a surprise. The former First Lady, who highlighted what she will do when voted for, also used the platform to raise a number of issues in the political realm. She spoke to Cecil Wintem.
Do you want to know the name, or you want me to present him?
Present to us. We want to present him
rather than just mention his name.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't want to mention his name or her name yet?
I don't think it is wise to have two ladies in Ghana today.
How bad would that be?
It's a mentality. It's not whether it's good or bad. It's a mentality. We need to sensitize people on the fact that if you can have two men, you can also have two women.
Two women, yeah.
But that would take another...
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Because I said that because I know I'll give you a plus for your role in this affirmative action thing.
But I'm also a realist.
Good, okay.
I'm very
so realist. You can also do...
You can, but you need to sensitize people
okay.
to accept
okay.
that two ladies would be best for Ghana.
So you're going with a man?
It is
as
a
your
man.
Vice?
It is a
from
man.
Which region?
It's supposed to be a surprise tomorrow.
Okay, you're doing
you
this tomorrow.
You'll get a surprise tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes.
What time
you,
tomorrow?
You want know? A scoop. It's not going to happen.
Where would you announce this tomorrow?
We'll do it at the party office.
Oh, party office.
Yes. We will let you know.
At Kokomlimli?
Kokomlimli.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not telling us who your running mate is?
You must realize that I'm smarter than that.
Okay.
All the corners you pass me. Yes.
Nana Akunedo Ajimoru-Rawlings noted that though she is opposed to the filing fee of 50,000 cedis, she has managed to raise the amount. She described the fee as exorbitant considering economic factors in the country currently.
It hasn't been easy, but it is ready. It did the banker's draft.
Okay,
know.
So the EC says that if you're able to make 25% of the total votes, they give you back your money. You are sure that... You get back your money.
It is not them saying they'll give back the money or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that they should have thought this through.
Mm.
We are running a democracy, and you want to have a cardinal feeling that the democracy we're running is to promote some equality and involvement of people who have ideas but may not have money to help steer our country to a positive position. So if you raise the funds to such an extent that you only promote those who have money, I think that it's almost saying that anybody who has no money has no brains to help Ghana to grow. And I think it's wrong. Absolutely wrong. Are we then to see and maybe appreciate and understand that the economy has deteriorated to that extent that what it was in 1,000 in 2012, today is 10,000. Are we to believe that? Which makes the economy very, very porous and very bad. So if that is the ratio that the EC is using, then we can see that indeed, Bahumia is right. The economy has gone to the dogs. But if that is not the reasoning, then I think they are actually cutting out people who can help promote democracy, and they are rather monetizing.
That was a flag bearer of the National Democratic Party, Nana Akunedo Ajimoru-Rawlings.